Okay, in the next biological agent, we have interleukin 1 antagonist. In the interleukin 1 antagonist, we have three basic agents, that is anakinra, canakinumab, and rilonacept. The anakinra is interleukin 1 antagonist alpha and beta both. Canakinumab is interleukin 1 beta, that is interleukin 1 antagonist, and it is a monoclonal antibody, whereas rilonacept is also interleukin 1 antagonist, but it is a dimer fusion protein. We have to remember these names as well. The indications of the interleukin 1 antagonist are the pustular type of dermatosis or pustular skin diseases, which include autoinflammatory disorders, Behçet syndrome or Behçet disease, Sefo syndrome, and also the cryopyrene associated autoinflammatory disorders. The cryopyrene are the intracellular proteins which are present in the innate immunity, and they are important for maintaining the inflammatory processes. So the cryopyrene associated autoinflammatory syndromes include familial cold autoinflammatory syndrome and Muckle-Wells syndrome. So these are the indications in which the interleukin 1 antagonist can be given. The now we are going to discuss anakinra and canakinumab one by one in detail. So first, when we talk about the anakinra is available in the injection form, which is given via subcutaneous route. It is given once daily injection. The dose of it is either 100 mg daily or 1 to 2 mg per kg. It is given in the adults. Bioavailability is 95%. Adverse effect is in the adverse effect, the most common adverse effect is the reaction at the injection site, whereas the other side effects include allergic reaction. However, anaphylactic reaction is quite rare. It can lead to infections, neutropenia, raised liver enzymes. It is available in the form of a brand name, that is Canuret, in which the injection is 150 mg per ml. So if we want to give 100 mg, then we have to give less than 1 ml, which makes about 0.67 ml, which is equal to 100 mg of anakinra. It is given subcutaneously daily. Then we have canakinumab. It is given in a single dose. Initially 150 mg or 2 mg per kg per day, and then we are going to increase the dose as indicated by the clinical response. The maintenance therapy at 8 weekly interval can be given. Bioavailability of the canakinumab is less than the anakinra. The anakinra's bioavailability is 95%, whereas the bioavailability of canakinumab is 66%. The adverse effect of canakinumab is similar to anakinra.